Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Well, praise God, praise God. Bless the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We are in a new year. Happy New Year to you all here in the year 2026. We thank God for you this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. You are a blessed people out there this morning. We thank you for tuning in to Lively Stones Ministry with your minister, with the minister Ezekiel Jones. Amen. And God is doing a great thing. He's still yet on the throne, and God is in control. My beloved, allow him to be God. Amen. Allow him to be the Lord. Allow him to be the navigator over your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, happy New Year. There's a new phase. There's a new beginning. There's a new aberrations. There's a new love. There's a new faith. Amen. There's a fresh anointing that will be pulled down upon you. The Lord said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Glory to God, that the young man shall see visions and the old man shall dream dreams. You are in that, beloved. God's plans for you is the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to give you a higher calling, the expectations that you press your way on towards the mark. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for our being here live in the studio this morning here on January the 3rd here in this brand new year of the year 2026. We thank God. Glory to God for our producer, Sister Karen, the voice of Hidden Places. We thank God, amen, for what God have done for her, amen, in her life. We thank God for WCNO. We thank God for allowing us to come forth continuously on the air. We thank God for being courtesy. This program is brought to you by the courtesy of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the underwriter. He have written the written word of God, and with courtesy of Jesus Christ and sponsored by Jesus Christ. Everybody have a sponsor on something. Some industry have a sponsor. So we donate to some type of organization, if you would, and but in the sense of it all, and the take of it all, that we have invested something in Jesus Christ, and we have sold into the seed of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Some brought forth 30, some 60, some 100-fold, but we're sowing on good ground. When you allow the Lord to come into your life, you're sowing on good ground, that the word of the Lord will be fruitful and multiply, and that you will increase in the knowledge of God with all spiritual wisdom and understanding. The Bible souls declare wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, get to know God, but in all that get understanding that you can walk in the newness of life. Let's go before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time for allowing us to be here. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your plan. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the redemption. We thank you, God, for the calling. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for being the rock, oh, yes, of all ages. We thank you, oh God, for even much the past, oh, God, that we forget our past, but we won't be this far if it weren't from our past, and that we learned on it and we'll capitalize from our mistakes. And, God, we have entrusted you with our life on this morning. God, I pray this morning right now that you would touch the hearts and the minds of your people everywhere. Oh, Lord, allow, oh, God, them. Oh, Lord, you are faithful God. Oh, Lord, and you're a God that you shall not lie. And you're the Son of God, that the Son of Man, neither shall you repent. So I pray now that the people, oh, Lord, that they will hear your voice and hearken unto you, oh, God. as you said in your word, O Lord, that the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. In the day of provocation, in the day that you are being tempted, harden not your heart. The Lord is saying right now, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart when you hear him knocking at your door. Glory to God. And Lord, we just thank you, O God, for what you have done thus far. Lord, we thank you for all what you're going to do in the future, O God. Oh, Lord, that you would never disappoint an expecting heart. Oh, God, that we on the winning side now, to come on to the Lord's side right now, that we may walk in the land of the living, that we may walk in the land of the new. Oh, God, oh, Lord, have your way right now amongst your people right now, God. Somebody, oh, God, is brokenhearted on this morning. Somebody haven't started. They knew you are right now, oh God. But let them know right now there's still time, that there's still room at the altar right now, that surrender it all unto Jesus. And Jesus will take care of you, that you, oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, thank you for love, peace, and sincerity, oh God. Thank you for being the sovereignty God right now. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to have your way right now, oh God. The anointing that destroys the yoke right now, the spirit of the living God, he'll turn it around, oh God, and we'll be so honorable and careful to give you the praises in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, glory to God. We thank God, amen, for El Shaddai, the God who is sufficient for the needs of his people. God is sufficient for you. And when you in the Lord, and when you have God on your side, there's always hope. There's always a way of an escape. There's a restoration that takes place. You can allow it to hinder you, or you can allow it to slow you down. But if you will entrust in the Lord and put your trust in God and believe on the precious promises of God, listen, the word of the Lord says that God is not slack concerning his promises, but men count slackness. But he's long suffering toward us, not willing that any shall perish, but all shall come into the truth and the repentance and the divine will and the divine purpose of God. And here at this new year, that you will walk in the divinity of God, that you will walk in the newness of God, that you will walk in the circumspectly, that you'll watch, amen, as well as you walk, and you'll be renewed from the spirit of a transformation that will take place in your mind. The Bible says, declare Ephesians 4:23, be renewed by the spirit of your mind. There's a newness that is taking place in our life. We can't get caught up in the old things and things of past, but we got to look unto the Lord, amen, for each and everything that comes in our life now. And we have to take inventory. We have to take evaluation what's going on in our life. And we need to be picky about certain things. We need to be selective about certain things. If we're going to get and press our way towards the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, we need to be able to get some things out of our life that is not lining up with God. Because God is calling for a people. God is calling for a people of a higher standard. God have called you. Amen. He have called you, and God have more of a understanding. God knows everything, amen, that's going on with your life. He know your downset. He know your uprising. He know what you're going through. He know what you can bear. He know what you cannot bear. Glory to God. But he have made the rough places smooth and made the crooked places straight. But it's time to take God literally at his word. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto many that believeth. Glory to God. To the Jew first, and also the Gentiles, the Greek. Amen. But we are the new Jerusalem. You are a Jew. You are a chosen people from God. So God is holding you to a higher standard, a higher calling. There's nothing new under the sun. It's, you know, things are still unraveling around us. And it seems like folk then carried some things over into the new, into the old year, into the new year. Amen. But there's a God that sits high and he looks low. And he wants to transformation your mind. He want to give you, amen, some thoughts. He want to give you a heart. He want to take away the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh that you can recognize, that you can see the glory of God, that God will allow you, amen, to sit upon that rock, and nothing should slow you down from getting to where God will want you to get, that you can love folk even though they talk about you and they despitefully use you, glory to God, but you can go ahead on and press your way on despite of the situation that is upon you. The Bible souls declare, as we turn our attention to the text in Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, where, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye know it not? Know it. And I will even make a way in the river in the desert. At this time, Isaiah, the prophet, was prophesizing to the Israelites. And the Israelites, from the Exodus experience, that when God had brought them up out of Egypt, and for their rebelliousness, repeatedly they rebelliousness, and they had to turn once again from the things that they was doing that God was not pleasing. It was not pleasing to the eyes of the Lord for the children of Israel, because they always been a stiff-necked folk. They, you know, but at times they the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. And times they walked in the nourishment of God. They walked in the ordinance of God at times, but they was very inconsistent with God and allowing God to replicate their mind, allowing God to being in a place that there's God and besides him, there is no other. They got caught up in pagan gods and they got caught up in their own fleshly desires. So God allowed them to go into the captivity of Babylonian, to be exiled from a one's country. But he said that I will do a new thing in your life. Forget about the past. See, at times when we're going through stuff in my life and when we be in rebellion, when we doing the things that God is not pleasing with, how many know that God will chastise you? Amen. God will bring it all back to your remembrance, because God want to use you, and God know that the thoughts that he have for you, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expectation. See, the Bible says that when you shall find me, when you search for me with all your heart. God ain't not looking for just a half of you. God want all of you here in the new year. Here in the new year, you're walking in the newness of God. If you're a believer and trusting and believing what God said that he can do for your life, you got to walk in, and you got to forget about them things which are old. Forget about the past. Don't worry about the past. He already done throw that into the sea of unforgiveness. He already done throw that in the sea. Glory to God, of forgiveness. He already done throw that away. But you got to know and trust and depend and lean on the Lord and allow your life to line up with the will of God and what God have for you in your life here in the new year, that you can't get caught up with a lot of Rick and Monroe. You got to understand, it behooved Christ, amen, for he had a responsibility, he had a duty, amen, to call you, amen, a child of God, to call you up out of the darkness and to bring you into a light and to show you something, amen, to show you how to live here, amen, in your life. I tell you, we have to always be ready. And we always have to understand what is always going around us as a child of God. We have to always be watchful as we pray continuously. And we're living in a world today that men are lovers of themselves And we're living in a time where there's a lot of selfish, you know, people are self-centered, and they're going through a phase that it's all about them. And people have allowed themselves to get caught up in terms of how the world are doing things. And see, as a child of God, and we see as though at times folks seem as though they're prospering, and you are a child of God. I tell you, you've been seeking the Lord. You've been doing that which is right. You have a prayer life. You have denied yourself and picked up your cross daily and followed after God. But yet, though, it seems as though everything is not adding up with you. You look at your money, it's not adding up financially. You look at where, you know, you may be losing, you know, some on the job. It seems like there's a somewhat of a click on the job, and you're not part of that click. And, you know, for that matter, you may be some family members or something like that. Your family members, you need to be renewed with some family members, you know, because as we get older, it just seems as times that we somewhat separate from our family because we have our own immediate family. But let me tell you something. When God is in the midst, see, God will put everything back together again. But how do you fight fire with fire? You have to pray about situations, pray that your situation will get better. And then once you pray, you leave it alone and understand that God will prevail and God will work everything out. And yet, though, you know, don't get caught up so much in being imitators of folk, but to be imitators of God, as the Bible so declares, Ephesians 5:1, to being imitators of God, to still have the agape love of God here today, the unconditional love despite of. The Bible so declares, Ephesians 4:32, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, and forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiving you. Amen. See, the world love his own. The world is caught up in a place where in a reprobated mind, as an infidel, having not responsibility, much at times, and neglecting their own household and own duties. But you are a provider. You might don't have everything that you want now, but you have everything that you need. And if you continue to hold out and continue to hold on, the Lord ain't brought you this far to turn, that you will be turned around, that you will be persuaded, and that you will be neglected. See, God don't neglect folks. See, you got to trust and depend on the Lord. And once you trust and depend on the Lord, God said that you will walk in the land of the living. You will walk in the land of the new. Glory to God. Understand that you are the clay and the potter hand, and God is molding you and shaping you into his own image, into his character, and that you take on his attributes. Glory to God. That you take on his traits, and that you are a child of God here in this new year. Amen. I know everything seems so fresh right now. It seems so fresh. This is the new year. You got good intentions. Amen. To doing and going all the way with the Lord. I get it. I understand that. But you got to have this word of the Lord deep down embedded on the inside of you. You got to have the spirit of the indwelling spirit, amen, of the Holy Ghost down on the inside, that you know that you're going to steadfast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ have set you free, and that you're not going to be entangled again with any yoke or any bondage, because Christ already has set you free. If you are not going to eat much
entertain any foolishness or any negative thoughts. Glory to God. Or indulging, if you will. Amen. In something that is talking about folk. So you got to understand that God will prevail. God will bring you out. Amen. And you got to understand that once you get that, once you grasp that, once you get that in your spirit, amen, God can walk with you. He can dwell with you. He said that you will be my people and I will be your God. Come out from among you and be ye separated and walk as armor of light. The night is far spent and the day is at hand right now. It is your hour right now to walk in the name of the Lord. Right now, you got to understand that the purpose, that you walk in purpose, that you walk in the anointing, the fresh anointing of God. Amen. That God have called you and you are a child of God. So I stopped by the radio station this morning to encourage somebody, amen, that you can make it, that you can fight off the fiery darts of the enemy, but you got to put on the whole armor of God. It is high time now. It's high time for the wake up out of sleep right now. Amen. Because
folks,
I attended a funeral on December the 20th. That was on a Saturday. That was 2 weeks ago. From this Saturday, I'm going to another funeral on this morning. 1 o'clock this afternoon, we're going to be on the venue this morning. We're going to find some comforting words that we may be able to comfort the family at the bereavement time. And I know the Lord will be there. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. The Lord is there when you call on upon the name of the Lord. But we got to be ready. The Bible says declare that it is appointed for a man to die once, and then comes judgment. And then we all have to sit in before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the things that we have done in our body, the things of whether it be good or bad, the Bible souls declare. But God said that if you, he will withhold you with his hands of righteousness. And there in hell and heaven is a reality. There's a reality. There's somewhere where our soul goes and our spirit goes would be your destination if you don't call upon the name of the Lord. But if you don't allow God, if you don't serve God, if you don't allow God to illuminate your mind, illuminate your heart, to change you. The Bible says the cloud in Ezekiel 36 and 26. Say, Lord, create in me. Lord, give me a new spirit, a new heart. Take away the stony heart of flesh, but the Lord will give you a new heart here in this new year. He'll give you a new mind here in this new year. Amen. We don't know when he's coming back. Amen. But he's coming back one day. For we don't know what we shall be when he come back. But we do know that when he appear, we shall appear with him, and we shall be like him, the Bible says declare. Amen. It is not now for we to know the day nor the hour. Glory to God. But to be ready in such a time. I come by the radio station to tell somebody, time is not on our side. Time is essence. Time is important. It is time to get in a hurry. It is time to sense some sense of urgency with the Lord. Amen. Now here on today, glory to God. That's why you have to have a mind and be persuaded in all your ways. Amen. For neither death nor height nor angels nor things to come nor principalities nor powers shall separate me from the love of God. What shall separate you from the love of God here in this new year? Amen. God have plans for you here in this new year. Amen. New aspirations here for in you in this new year. New beginnings for you in this new year. Your family will come together. It will gel together. People that you ain't seen in such a long time. Amen. Will all of a sudden call you. Glory to God. Only thing you need to call upon the Lord. Amen. And seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Amen. Because he's walking near you right now. Glory to God. Because I speak the words of life right now. Now, through the airways of right now, the anointing of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Ghost, Jesus of Nazareth, how God have anointed him with power, come on here, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing the good and healing them that was oppressed of the devil. Glory to God, the anointing will destroy, amen, the yoke right now. But you got to believe and you got to trust in God that you can make it, beloved, that you're going to walk in the land of the living, that you're going to walk in the newness of life. That you got to be fully persuaded for God that I'm going to live. For God, I'm going to die. Ain't taking no prisoners. Ain't taking no prisoners. Glory to God. For it is he that have led captivity captives and ascended on high. And you on the incense. You ascending, my friend. Call upon the name of God now, while he may be found in your life. Trust and depend on the Lord. Don't lean onto your own understanding, your own purpose, your own agenda, your own corner-minded of thinking. That ain't getting it done. You've done that for so many years in your life. But trust in God, the true and only wise God, the God that is too wise to make a mistake, the infinite wisdom of God. The God that is outside of time. The Bible souls declare, one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years one day. That he's eternal, the eternal Father, the everlasting Father. Jeremiah knows him as the Lord hath spoke to me of old. And he hath loved me with an everlasting love. And he hath called me with his love, kindness, and his tender mercies. And he have covered me with the garment of salvation and clothed me with the garment of salvation and covered me with the robe of righteousness. There's a new oil, the anointing, the oil of joy. It exchanged you for the oil, for the ashes, for the oil of joy, for your ashes, for the oil of joy in your life. What shall I give unto the Lord? Or what shall a man give unto in exchange for his Lord, to the Lord? Or what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? Because God have been good. God have held up his end of the bargain. He is the courtesy. You see something, promotions and organizations, they say the courtesy of this program. Okay, the courtesy of Jesus Christ. It's courtesy, it's favor, it's unmerited favor. It's the plan, it's the purpose for him in your life, that you can live it, that you can fight off these fleshy desires. We all had our time pass and our fulfilling the lust of the flesh and the love of our desires. We all had that. We did that, done that. But there's a new beginning right now. See, when the Lord come in, all these stuff here must evaporate, because he said he would do a new thing. Don't worry about the old things of past. It shall come to pass. Amen. Amen means so be it. It's an affirmation and a confirmation with the Lord. Glory to God. And it's time to stand on God's precious promises. All God's blessings, all God's promises, yea and amen. Case closed. Nothing else you can add to it. Or take it away from it. Precept upon precept, line upon line. The Bible souls declare, here there, a little there, and a little here. But the word of God is everlasting. Everything else going down, friend, around us, but the word of the Lord. Run, not be weary. Walk, and you shall not faint. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for you taking the time this morning to allow us to come forth. We're so grateful for the opportunity. Once again, we love you this morning, and we just want to let you know, in the new year, put God first. Just and watch God. Put God first. The Bible said, give God, bring all your first increase unto the Lord and to thy bonds, that my bonds shall be filled. That first increase. Honor the Lord with that first substance and watch God come in and make a way for you. God bless you. Love you. God did, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, we
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.